broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bub and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bub and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. I am Bob Stalger with my partner, Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing, Fee?
Good, Bubby. 821, right on time.
821, unbelievable.
Did it again.
And I told Holly Gann we have her on from 8 to 8:30, so we got 9 minutes of that live direct
power,
Holly Gann.
Power questions.
How are you, Miss Gann?
I'm doing great.
It's great to have you up here.
She's awesome.
And we appreciate you taking the time out. And you brought your little Rugrats with you, and that makes us even happier because really we don't want to see you.
We like your
kids. We just
kids.
Like to see your kids.
Well, and I'm pretty sure Libby loves to see you, too, because, you know, every time she sees you, Wyatt gets to punch her in the face so she can get a loose tooth, and Bob gives her some money.
Nice.
I love it.
Got a little scam going there.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she does. So
she's going by the campground.
I think last winter when we saw him more religiously, then, we lost our
doing
teeth.
Doing it on purpose.
Yeah, it's perfect timing. So we are, tonight with Sports Talk, we're going to talk to Holly of fall sports in Fort Recovery is in full swing right now. And
wide open.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the fall sports and how busy she is. And we're going to talk a little bit about the project going on at the baseball diamond. And man, every day that thing just makes...
better looking every day.
It is awesome. It's beautiful.
Yep.
And we're going to talk to Coach Gann, Athletic Director Gann. She wears lots of hats.
Lots of hats.
She does. We're going to take a break. Come back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Summer grilling season is here, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring, full-time or part-time in all departments.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be holding their annual all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, October 25th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available for any high school or junior high band or choir member, and you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $7 each, and kids 5 and under are free, and carryouts will be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, October 25th, for the Music Boosters annual all-you-can-eat breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
This Sunday, September 18th, will be a great opportunity for you to stop by to see the progress on the restoration of the Marvelous Opera House. In conjunction with the Ohio History Connection, everyone is invited to come and see our Opera House during the Ohio Open Doors event, highlighting historic sites all over the state. It's free of charge, and you are welcome to stop by any time between 1 and 3 that afternoon. You'll learn the history of this particular opera house, which hosted numerous national touring entertainers and shows, and was a performance venue for local performer Faye Morvillius, who sang professionally all around the United States and also performed for royalty in Europe. And there will also be a local student art exhibition of portraits of Miss Morvillius, drawn and painted by local students from kindergarten through high school, which will be displayed all around the building. Members of the Opera House Committee, as well as the art teachers, will be there to talk about these portraits. Here's your chance to see our beautiful and unique about-to-be-restored Opera House, which features hand-painted murals on the walls and ceilings, and which just recently achieved the status of being placed on the National Registry of Historic Places. You're all invited to stop by and support our young, local, aspiring artists' renditions of Faye Morvillius, and also see what all the committee's hard work has revealed and what is planned for the future of this Fort Recovery treasure, which will soon be restored to its former beauty. Don't miss this event in conjunction with Ohio Open Doors. Tour the Morvillius Opera House this Sunday afternoon, September 18th, from 1 to 3.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee. We're here with Holly Gann, Athletic Director at Fort Recovery High School. I'm getting feedback.
Neil. And we're still doing commercials.
There we go. We're back.
I was waving at the kids instead of turning the sound down.
Yep. Holly, this is your, what, year two of athletic director?
Yeah, year two.
Year two. And has it gotten any easier? Still crazy.
You know, I think it just goes in spurts. It's like you're basically on a roller coaster, you know, the whole time. Because it's like, hey, you'll be floating real good, and all of a sudden, then, you know, you got 100 things to do. So I do think some of the processes are easier. And, you know, right here at the start of school, not only am I the athletic director, but I'm also the transportation director. So, you know, those things are constantly going back and forth. And so at any given day, you're doing transportation stuff, you're doing athletics, you know, a lot of times those two things drive anyways, because obviously our athletes need buses. But there's a lot more than transportation than just getting kids on buses. It's the routes, you know, meeting the needs of the drivers and our students that ride, and communicating all those needs,
And finding substitute drivers if you need them.
Yeah, you know, and we got very fortunate enough to find a new driver this year. Luke Mullenkamp came on, so that's been a huge help for us in our fleet, and being able to keep the 7 routes running every day. So outside of just the athletics, I'm learning. I was able to be in the office all summer. And I'm not so sure I've seen any of those benefits up to this point. Minus the fact that it gave us some time for Mr. Saul and I to kind of sit down and look at the high school, look at Fort Recovery schools, look at the athletic department, and kind of work together on some of our goals as far as increasing student engagement, student participation, start tracking some things just over time. Looking at ticket sales, looking at how many, you know, different things like that, like I said. And so working with him and working with Kelly and Ryan and you know, Deanna and all this stuff to try to get some of that stuff going, like, that has made, I can see some there. Like, scheduling a couple years out has been stuff I worked on a lot over the summers, trying to get people to go in for 2 more years and then get all my officials so I don't have to worry about it. Unless we have a spring like the last one, then we're going to be in trouble. But that is just it. And, you know, and it's crazy the course of time. Last year, I look back on it and, you know, it goes so fast. It goes so fast. So sometimes I just think I'm a chaos coordinator, kind of like
what's
that.
What's the toughest season? What seems like it's the craziest season?
Honestly, like, I think all of them are kind of their own special
problems.
Thing. You know, like, and it wouldn't be necessarily problems. It's just, like, different things to think about or worry about. Like, fall, there's so many things going on all at once. So, like, I learned very easily I can't be everywhere. Like, to go cover away volleyball or be home with a home junior high football event. So, you know, I really rely on the people that are around me. And like I said, Mr. Brown and Mr. Stahl, they help cover. And Mr. Steinbrenner and Maggie Hardings does a lot for me. You know, all those guys are helping run to make sure Fort Recovery events run smoothly. And so it's not just me. It's definitely a team effect for us all. And so fall has its things just because there is a lot of prep. We have more facilities that are being ran in the fall. Winter is just gyms. So you get really good about gym setup, gym prep, gym cleaning, gym everything. You know, Swim has their facility in South Adams, but again, we pay for that, so there's not a lot of day-to-day stuff that we really do there. Yeah. And then spring, honestly, is with the weather last year, that was crazy.
Just cross your fingers.
Yeah, because, I mean, not only are you moving games to find officials, you're also finding drivers. And so we were short a driver all last spring. So we were subbing out a whole route plus finding drivers. So, again, I can't say thanks to all of my bus drivers. Yeah. Like, it's honestly never really thought about it prior to that. But one of the most underappreciated jobs about, like, how our kids get to school every day. Oh, and so absolutely. Those guys are constantly saying yes to things that they probably don't want to. But they love helping. And they love Fort Recovery Sports. They That's love awesome. Driving the bus to watch a sports team.
That is, you know? when you talk about like this morning in the fog, are you getting a call on that?
No, actually, that has nothing to do with me. Okay. So I was actually one of those people that just kind of woke up with the text from Mr. Brown saying, right. "Hey, you got 2 hour delay," and I was like,
"Happy,
all right, happy. Let's get up and go to work a couple hours early because it's
and the drivers
be
all get that too. The drivers all get that too, so you don't have to." Contact them like 30 years ago you'd had to make all those phone calls.
And so we all kind of get that, and then usually we have other side routes that we run, TriStar, Project Surge, Transition Classroom, Preschool Kids. So then that kind of falls underneath my realm, so then we got to make sure
really thought about
are,
all of that. But yeah,
there's more than just the kids here. We do a lot more transportation on a daily basis. So then I usually touch base with those families just to make sure we're all on the same page.
So what's a Friday night like for you? You get the football field at 5 o'clock? How's that work?
So normally I usually change about my shirt about 2 to 3 times on a Friday just because there's a lot to do. Right. So I've gotten really good at it over the course of the last year. So I usually get up about 6 o'clock and I go set the field up.
Oh, you get up early and do it?
I get up early. So before I even shower. So I'll get up early, I'll go set the field up at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so you say set the field up. Explain.
All right, so I put all the pylons out, put the stuff, the safety equipment on, I pull all the cannon, I put the flags in, I check the press box, stock the cooler, see what else needs to be done, checking the flag, make sure that stuff's in place, lay out cones if I have anything special. That kind of stuff, all in the morning. So anything that's going to involve a little bit of extra. Yeah,
there were times a couple of years ago that I would see some of the students doing that during the day. Was that something that isn't available anymore? Some of the football players, I think, would be going out there.
Do you have a site? Somebody helps you? You have a coordinator?
In the years past, I have, but sometimes people, I mean, it's not something that people jump on. So actually, to be fair, Wyatt's been doing it for me.
Right.
So I've been training Wyatt. So the perk of him doing it, he gets to drive the golf cart from the football field to the officials' locker room.
He's fired up.
Yep. You know, that's enough for him. And I just give him a job, and he learns kind of the ins and outs of things. And so he gets to take care of the officials, and that's kind of his job.
He seems to be an extremely... outstanding kid that just wants to be helpful.
No, he is. I mean, I probably don't ever give him enough credit, but I don't want him to hear this.
Right.
You know, but
we'll edit that out.
You know, and it's a cool thing. Like, he gets to talk with the officials before the game. He brings the game balls for both teams. And then usually Livia and I can kind of fall behind. We meet the guy. I'll go and meet the officials before they talk about the field mic. And then the last set of officials had cookies and candy. So Livia and the officials by the end of the game
Buds.
Were BFFs.
Yeah.
So, you know, they left butterscotch oatmeal cookies for us. And, you know, the old bag of candy that has the butterscotch, the cinnamon disc, the cream savers, and the Werther's.
Perfect.
That was kind of what we were working with last week. So once I do that, then I usually go into the office and tackle some emails, go through stuff. Monday, I'm sending out emails that kind of just go over our layout, what we do, what's our schedule events, communicate that with a visiting team and the official crew, just where everything's located. Most of the time, we have the same people, but every now and then, I always just think if you're traveling from usually an hour or so away, it's nice to kind of know where you're going.
So the game's over Friday night. The fans clear out. What's Holly's job?
Okay, so then it's just work backwards. So again, Wyatt and his buddies are do a really good job about picking up all the football stuff.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't get put back 100% the way I like it, but it gets done. It gets picked up. It's put away. Then it's cleanup. So DC kids still clean up our bleachers, but it's kind of just supervising them, helping out wherever.
Locker rooms.
Locker rooms. Check locker rooms. Put the cannon in. Get the flags down. Check all the press box stuff. You know, just kind of tinker around, see what else needs to be done.
Concession stands, you don't have to mess with, right?
Concession stands with the boosters. We've changed some things this year and tried to get the boosters and some of our school classes to work better about, you know, using that concession stand and treating it like a small business. So FBLA, and we're slow to it because this is the first year, but getting them to start ordering things, to look at inventory, talk about overhead, talk about expenses. And then that organization is doing the counting of the money and really figuring out what's something like this gonna make,
because
you know, people don't understand that when you buy the product, that's your overhead. So when you're making whatever, let's just say you make $200, but your bill was $500, you know, you're really not making anything.
No.
Like, right? So I think just getting those kids, because that's what it is, Future Businesses Leaders of America, like getting them to experience something like that, taking a little
ownership.
Yeah. So we you know, we kind of thought that would be good. So help alleviate some of the duties from the boosters, because obviously you guys know that's not necessarily the biggest crew of people, but those guys do a lot for us. And so I just tried to brainstorm to try to take some off their plate. So not a ton. Usually I got to pull the money and put it in.
So I get the booster club minutes, and there's only about 8 people that go to the booster meeting.
Uh-huh.
And is that about the normal? And is that about the...
about the normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just people just don't go to the booster. And when I was booster president, I was
a
two-termer. Nobody would go to the booster
meeting. I was a
two-termer,
too.
Yeah. And is there something like, do we still, I mean, is Bush Club getting money?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Well, and like I said, this group of people are really, they're doing different things. They really are trying to get more people to be involved. You know, we did the booster box last year. We're at every girl and boys mat, girls mat games, boys every home game. We're giving away, what, $100?
Right.
$100 to be a booster member. You know, and guess what? Sure, then it accumulates up to $500 or whatever. So that's just something extra. That's not them guys. They're not making any more money.
Right.
You know, your booster fees are, what, $20, $25?
Yeah, $20.
And so they're giving away 4 times the member memberships, you know, for one little drawing. And we've got, I'd say, you know, 14 or 15 games they were doing it at. So these guys are trying. We did a booster bash at the bowling alley last year. So it's more like just getting people out to pitch in an extra hand and learn about it. I mean, it's just like a committee or club or anything else. I do think it's a little generational. Like we have the kind of the same people doing the same thing. It'd be nice to get some younger people on to kind of help with that drive and you know, the not that the older people are bad, but the older people definitely have put their time in. Some of those guys, like I said, especially when they're, you know, going week in and week out with WOW Week and the complex and coordinating this and some of our projects we've been blessed with in the last couple of years, it's the same people doing the work all the time. And so it's as simple as just going out and pulling weeds or, you know, stacking chairs or, you know, working the concession stands shift.
Yeah.
And those booster meetings are great for new faces. So,
all right, let's take a break. Come right back with Holly. We're going to talk more about our sports programs and the state of our athletics. Right after this, Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. This week, both the volleyball and football teams will be hosting the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. Tomorrow, it'll be MAC volleyball at Forsyth Fieldhouse. It'll be a varsity-only match starting at 6 p.m. and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the match, and it will also be available on the NFHS video. On Friday, it'll be football at Baron Boogie Field, as both teams will be looking for the first MAC win. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game live and on the NFHS video with a pregame show starting at 6:40. Get out to these games this week to help cheer on our Indians as they take on the Blue Jays. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Do that.
Go, you can do it.
You're on.
We're back.
We're back with Bubba V.
Yeah, right. We'll be keeping that one.
That is a lot better than any stinger we've ever had.
Right. Awesome.
We might be playing that one for a lot of years.
We're back here at Sports Talk with Bubba and V, and joined by Holly Gann and her little cohorts here. You know that when you talk about the first year and you're overwhelmed and the kids are, you know, little crappers, and you're just moving into your house. And now they're getting a little bigger. They're getting a little more mature. This guy beside you.
Why, it's awesome.
It's kind of your right-hand man. And that's got to really help you.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my kids definitely don't get it easy because, you know, I'm not cutting them any slack at home. But, you know, my job is awesome, right? Like, obviously, it's my job. But the thing that people can't see outside of just my job is the experiences that my kids get to have.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not always the best. Yes, I got to work, you know. You don't have hours, so your hours are whenever you got to work.
Yeah.
But these guys get to go to any and all sporting events.
Yep.
So the only time we got
and
to
they
the
seem
point,
to enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, and it's not the concession stands. Okay, maybe for one of the one out of the two
maybe,
it might be the
sucker
concession
here,
stands.
Sucker there. Come on,
right?
Popcorn,
you know, and you know, and people like that's an experience that I think all the kids get to experience.
Yes.
And you know, and I don't do a lot with them in the sports world other than us just going to sporting events, and both of them have a peaked interest. We're not outside in the driveway dribbling the basketball. We're not outside throwing football or doing those things. They just like them because we're there all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we get to be in the gym. We get to do this. We get to figure out where the brooms are at. We get to pick up trash, you know, and so it just builds a little character for them. So
we talked a little bit about your typical Friday nights, and now let's talk about your sports programs at Fort Recovery. First of all, the injury bug has destroyed us, and that's just part of it. I understand that. But when you're weak on numbers, that really does make
a
difference when you lose.
Need to stay healthy.
Really good athletes.
Yeah, and you know, we do, and I actually feel like over the course of the last, just 5 years even, and even with the girls, like, we've done way more, you know, injury prevention, stretching, training, icing, taping, you know, and so I'm just not sure if we're just in a string of luck here,
bad luck.
Yep. You know, but we are definitely injured. It makes you kind of think and reflect and kind of ask yourself, like, what do we need to do, and what do we need to do to fix some things like that, but you know,
part of it. Ain't
it is part of it.
That's
You got your football program right now. We're 1-3. Mm-hmm. We got a big game tomorrow night with St. John's, or Friday night with St. John's.
Yep.
And I really do. I mean, we lost a tough one to Minster. There's a lot of good things in the football program right now. The junior high had a nice win the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And your younger kids, or the freshmen and JV,
good
are battling.
Class.
So.
Yep.
So,
you know, the football program is, you know, I think, you know, we've all been a part of that for a long time. And I think the hardest thing for these guys is they have way more mental toughness than people can imagine. You know, they go out there, they're working hard, their spirits are high. You know, they do lots of great things. I thought, last Friday it didn't come out the way we wanted it, but there was a lot of people making a lot of good good moves, you know? Yeah. And so when we get those types of things and those opportunities, we got to be able to multiply on them. Just like any sport, just like basketball, just like volleyball, just like, you know, anything else. But yeah, we had a couple more go down talking to Coach Niekamp, talking to the boys, they're focused, they're driven. They were in this morning watching some film and, they're ready. They're going to be back at it on Friday and I'm excited to watch.
Yep. And then the volleyball team it's varsity only tomorrow, is that correct?
Yep, tomorrow we're just varsity only. Delphus, Coldwater, New Knoxville have no JV teams. So okay. We have three teams right now in the league that have no JV volleyball. Hmm. So 6 o'clock start for each of those.
So what do you think about that? What's your gut tell you why? Because club volleyball is an all-time, everybody plays club volleyball.
Yeah.
And then when you see these numbers of these schools, and Coldwater is a big school with a lot of kids. Now,
good,
they got a soccer program
too.
That is out of, their soccer is coming and taking a lot of their kids. But it's got to be a little bit frustrating.
It is, you know, it is frustrating. But, I mean, I just keep holding my head to saying the same thing. You know, you can't make somebody do it, right? Mm-hmm. You want them to want to be there. And so if you don't got girls that want to be there, then it just makes it hard, or boys. But again, I just fall back on generational. You know, these are the things that Mr. Stahl and I look at, and we look at numbers and we look at participation numbers over the years and just try to figure it out, you know. Yeah. And I honestly, I think kids just have more things to do. Yeah. The reality is there's more opportunities for things that they can do. Like, you know, when we were younger, or you guys were younger, there wasn't a lot, right? That's what you did. That's what you were outside playing, or you played sports. You know, there wasn't, you can go work and you can, you know, I was lucky to have a car when I was in school. Yeah. Like, to go drive somewhere was even a privilege. Not all of us all got our license or had vehicles to even drive to.
Yeah, I remember Brittany ran her car into my garage that time.
I remember.
Thanks, Britt.
Yeah, big shout out.
Shout out to Brittany Stockland.
So,
crazy driver.
You know, I don't really have the answer. You know, I do think, like I said, like I love sports. We're around sports all the time. Yeah. So I think that in itself, watching it on Fridays, you're watching the football, you know, planting seeds like that at young ages, it doesn't mean you got to be out there, you know, setting up cones and making your kindergarten and dribble forward and backwards through these things, but just exposing them.
Right.
Go to the game, be excited about that, go to this, go to that.
Now, we have fan appreciation coming up, correct?
Yeah, actually, that's Friday. So that's something else that makes Friday, this Friday, a little bit busier. But yeah, we have student appreciation. So all of our K-12 students will get in free. We created a kind of an Indian Alley last year. So we'll have another second annual Indian Alley, which is kind of like, you know, Super Bowl Alley or something.
Yeah.
So we're going to use a punch guard. The kids will go through and play all the games. We got like 9 different stations: obstacle, face painting, football toss, field goal, kicking station, some cornhole, some whatever, some candy guessing jars, and then basically then free hot dogs sponsored by Fort Recovery Insurance. Toby's donated the pop. Awesome. And so we kind of have this thing right before the game, just kind of a tailgate thing, and then all of our kids will get in free. We got a PAT competition we're going to run on Friday, and
absolutely
great atmosphere.
Yeah, just a great atmosphere, and that's something that Tony and I both feel pretty passionate about. So we were able to get those kicked off the ground. We were able to do them for football, volleyball, girls and boys basketball, and then we will include our opening day at the baseball softball complex as our appreciation day.
Oh, good.
So
have you looked at how we're going to go about making that special,
The opening day?
It's early. I
was gonna say, it's really early. No, not yet. I mean, we have some ideas about trying to figure out what this could be like or feel like. Right now, I can just tell you we have varsity girls and boys happening at the same time, which is traditionally not the way the schedule
really
works.
Yeah, right.
So I had to do some wiggling, and then trying to get a game when we were all in March, where the weather is usually less than ideal.
Great.
Yeah, and so we're really, really, really just hoping this is going to work. But no, you know, we haven't. I know it's going to be on the conversation, but again, working stuff like that, I love to work with the boosters with. So I know that it's been on my list and on their list too, and getting through the WOW, then we can start to brainstorm ideas on what we can do to make that special.
Yep. When you look at your facilities, and they painted the gym floor this year,
The field house is just as beautiful as it. Our basketball gym is top notch.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is top notch. And then with your baseball complex, going to be state of the art, going to be as fine as anything there is around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you top it off with your football field with a brand new press box, and that's getting rave reviews. I've seen a guy on Twitter who just said nothing but great
Loved
things
it.
About the press box and the way he was treated. I mean, it's got to make you feel good and things going in the right directions facility-wise.
Yeah, it is. And you know, those things, like I said, the boosters have been, you know, the guys to talk to, that group of people. And like I said, it's not a big group. So we're always looking for more members to kind of come in and help. And,
it's my group.
You know, somebody told me once that they'll never be able to donate the money end of things, but they can always donate your time. And I think that sometimes speaks more volumes to people just volunteering and providing an extra set of hands. It's not always about that money piece. And so that's, I just, that sits with me because I think that's, I mean, that's me over here. So,
yeah.
So yeah, so I think that's like my big inspiration, just to continue to work hard and volunteer and try to help out when you can. And, so our facilities are great, and you know, in our we're getting some new scoreboards. So the scoreboards in the middle school gym are going up actually October 5th and 6th, and then the high school ones are finishing up the artwork, and hopefully they'll be in before basketball.
We're getting new
season.
Scoreboards in the basketball gym.
We are.
Happy. I love those.
Those old ones.
Yeah,
the ones that go off all the time.
Wow. Yeah, the ones that sometimes
work. I'm not saying that. I mean, I know that sucks.
I was like,
I like the basicness of it.
Well, they're going to be basic again.
Yeah.
We're not getting video boards or anything, even though you know.
So is that so like all wireless now?
We have switched to completely wireless.
We are
scoreboards. That was I got it done.
I'll do the book one more year then.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You gonna announce one more year?
Yeah, I'll go one more.
Okay,
you got us.
I listened enough, so didn't say I wasn't listening. So we'll have scoreboards coming out. We're replacing all the panels at the football field. All of our advertisements are kind of getting to the point where they need to be replaced. So we're working with a company out of Versailles, VPP is helping us with that project. Again, everything in the industry is slow. It's moving snail speed.
Yeah.
We are putting actually new speakers on our scoreboard. Vores is building us some side things on the scoreboard, but our speakers are going to be three giant. So we can be thumping out there.
Are you talking about at the football field?
At the football field. Mm-hmm. So those are some updates. It's going to replace so that when these horn speakers go out, we can just be done with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right now we have some temporary ones that you guys are hearing up on the press box, which are fine. It's just across the way, depending. That sound does not travel or it's not as clear.
Mm-hmm.
So we were advised to put those on the end and let it travel down the field. If you've ever been to like Minster's or down there, it will be a slight delay from when you're talking to when you're not like hearing it, but I'm excited, and that will be a big project we're working on. And obviously there's lots of little things that are constantly trying to improve, but we have great facilities, and I always I'm still getting around all the football stadiums because that's not something that you know we alternate, so I don't always remember what they were like years ago. And so every time I go to someone,
they may have changed completely. So.
Yeah. And each one has its own different feel.
Yes.
That's what I think I like about, you know, everybody's got this Anna's football field.
Yeah.
Different feel.
Yep. Just neat.
You know, it's just a different feel.
Yeah.
I was like, the people bring their lawn chairs and they're basically sitting at the 10 yard line.
Yep.
You know, we went to Arcanum for playoffs last year, and you know, my little badge got me pretty close onto the track. And so I guess those are just, it's interesting to see the facilities and then how the community kind of forms to what they got. So
you got a great group of people who help you take care of the football field at Payne. And I see them down there at night, and they just have a lot of fun doing it. And they're young kids, too. Yeah. And that's what I love about it.
Who's doing that now?
Nate Kanapke is actually running that crew, but
Nate?
It's like Ross Homan and Speedy is out there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and that's the thing is again, like, yes, I am the athletic director, but there are so many moving pieces here to making things happen, you know.
Yeah.
And so part of that is trying to get young people to be invested in it. You know, the announcing and the scorebook and the board and, you know, all that stuff. You need them all the time. But I'm going to tell you, if you look around, because I do look at banners, look at the people working, that's what I do now.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is older people. You know, it's the people that have been doing it for a long time. So in school, I'm constantly trying to empower kids to be able to go out there and do it. Go give them an opportunity to try and learn and grow. Yeah.
And the people that were doing the field before that weren't all that old. That was Ross and Pork and those guys.
Well,
but moving it down another generation or half a generation is that's
Chris
just
Bechtel
awesome.
And Billy and just did it.
And then, and then Billy a lot of like Ross and Nate and those guys were under Pork. So it's just kind of this, this is kind of what we do and how we do things.
And they're
things.
Proud of doing that.
Oh, yeah.
They like, will tell people that we're the ones that go do that.
We got a new paint sprayer and they're so excited.
I heard it broke. Did you hear about it? Anyway, let's take a break. Come right back. We'll get Holly out of here because it's bedtime for these little rugrats. And one more session. 5 more minutes with Holly. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This Sunday, September 18th, will be a great opportunity for you to stop by to see the progress on the restoration of the Marvelous Opera House. In conjunction with the Ohio History Connection, everyone is invited to come and see our Opera House during the Ohio Open Doors event, highlighting historic sites all over the state. It's free of charge, and you are welcome to stop by any time between 1 and 3 that afternoon. You'll learn the history of this particular opera house, which hosted numerous national touring entertainers and shows, and was a performance venue for local performer Faye Marvelous, who sang professionally all around the United States and also performed for royalty in Europe. And there will also be a local student art exhibition of portraits of Miss Marvelous, drawn and painted by local students from kindergarten through high school, which will be displayed all around the building. Members of the Opera House Committee, as well as the art teachers, will be there to talk about these portraits. Here's your chance to see our beautiful and unique about-to-be-restored Opera House, which features hand-painted murals on the walls and ceilings, and which just recently achieved the status of being placed on the National Registry of Historic Places. You're all invited to stop by and support our young, local, aspiring artists' renditions of Faye Marvelous, and also see what all the committee's hard work has revealed and what is planned for the future of this Fort Recovery treasure, which will soon be restored to its former beauty. Don't miss this event in conjunction with Ohio Open Doors. Tour the Marvelous Opera House this Sunday afternoon, September 18th, from 1 to 3.
Here's a way you can support a local business and help restore the Marvelous Opera House. All through the month of September, every fuel transaction at Fort Site Fuel will help support the restoration of the Marvelous Opera House. The Friends of the Opera House Committee keeps progressing, and here's a way you can help out, too. It's a win-win. You can support Fort Site Fuel, one of our new businesses, and help finance the preservation and restoration of the Marvelous Opera House.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Fort Recovery, famous in the past. We are heroes, fought for freedom and our fame.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Now, in order for them to do that, they get to sleep in mom's bed tonight. And that ain't, there's nothing better than that.
Awesome.
Yep.
That's a good night's sleep.
Especially
when
mom's sleeping on the floor then.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Easily.
Okay.
Yeah,
easily. Okay. I guess mom can be
there,
too.
We're dabbing now. We're fired up, ain't we?
Good job.
Yeah, that's right. We're back here with Holly again and her little Rugrats. And
they're awesome.
They are. They're all good awesome. Singers. And they're just fun to be around. And just like Holly's fun to be around. And we're very lucky to have her. And she was the athletic director in the United States last year. I think she got...
Yeah, she got the number one athletic director in the United States.
In the world.
In the world, I think
I think that's what she got.
From the UN.
She beat out a Nigerian girl.
That's a very good job. So that's pretty awesome. That's very awesome. So, Holly, you got your schedule coming up here. It's 9 o'clock. We're going to get you out of here. But a couple changes in the boys' schedule, I think you said.
Yeah, so this winter we lost a couple teams, so we ended up picking up Bradford.
Yep.
And then Mommy Country Day is coming to the Fort for a 1-year contract. So we'll have Bradford for 2, probably keep that one for a while just because, you know, it's hard. You want to find teams that are close.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. We want our people to be able to support our athletes, right?
Yeah. Get to
so
the games.
In order to do that, we kind of have to stay close. But that all, you know, believe it or not, it just the same with football still. People just don't want to play us all the time. So even though they have an opening and you're 25 minutes down the road, they will tell you, we're not playing you.
We don't need a loss.
We had a little of that. So there was about 3 or 4 teams around here that just was like, nope, not happening. We're not doing it. So... And that's okay. But then we kind of opens the door to something different and something new. Mm-hmm. So working with Coach Leverett, he's pretty open when it comes to that kind of stuff. He's like, yep, we'll just play whoever you got. Mm-hmm. So they actually reached out to me because I work on this network, essentially, mm-hmm. and say, hey, I need a game. And then you can kind of pick and choose. So we are at a disadvantage. We're kind of shoved over here against Indiana.
Yes.
And so we can go into Indiana, but a lot of times they already have their thing and systems going
right.
on. And,
yeah.
and so I did, but we couldn't get any grounding with that. So we picked them up, and honestly, we don't know a lot about them, but...
Bring them on. How about your girls' basketball program? What do you got there?
Let's see. As far as pickup games, we picked up Indian Lake instead of Mechanicsburg.
Okay.
Ooh, that was a change. So
that saves us
a little closer to home.
A half an hour.
A little closer to
home. 45 minutes drive.
As of right now, we are looking at varsity only, all those games pretty much starting at 6 o'clock. There's going to be some exceptions. We're going to try to do some different things. Look at combining the girls and boys when we can, just to create, again, a different type of feel for us. We're in some different waters right now with our girls' programs. Yeah. So
and maybe put some more people in the girls' games because they're going to be going...
Right.
There for the boys game. Yeah.
Right. And so, and even looking at throwing, our boys basketball team will have a freshman team. So mm-hmm. looking at where we can put that freshman team in all of this too. Mm-hmm. And like I said, essentially just draw more people in, get them excited. And it's special for the girls. I mean, it's going to be couple of them we're looking at are Friday nights. So
that's awesome.
Making run of JV boys, varsity girls, varsity boys. And then on the flip side of this, for our officials, I can use the same officials for the varsity and girls both contests. So a lot of times the varsity officials don't really want to do JV and varsity.
But they'll do two varsities.
You're doing the same coaching staff. Where here, you're two different coaching staffs. Yeah, same school, but you're not working with the same people. So a lot of times when I ask those guys before I started looking into this, they're good with that. So they'll come and do 2 games. And so they're making twice the amount of money and only having to go one place. So I actually think this is where things are going.
Great.
I could see a shift to varsity girls and boys games on Friday, Saturdays, and JV teams play on Saturday mornings and right before the Saturday night games or something. I don't know. But with the schedule, with officials being short, those guys being able to come and do 2 games.
Get 2 varsity games.
Get 2 varsity games in.
That's probably a really good idea. Now, that's probably not going to work with MAC games.
Well, and maybe that's exactly what they are. Because, I mean...
So it's not written that there has to be Thursday games or Tuesday, Thursday. But
we talk about these types of things because right now we don't have big city problems when it comes to officials.
Right.
You know,
right.
We our revenue looks different. You know, our MAC itself, people want to come and officiate inside our league. And so we don't have those problems. But, you know, it just takes time, just like everything else. It will eventually come to us. And again, it's young kids are not getting into officiating. Mm-hmm. But we got to sit back and reflect, you know, as our coaches, you know, looking at coaches and the way sometimes we handle things or our fans, you know, it's not like it's one of those thankless jobs kind of a thing. So, and especially getting to work with the officials so closely every basketball game, not only because I'm a coach, but mostly just talking to them before the game, you know, treating them well with snacks or getting them this or that or whatever, you know, and just listening to them, listen to their experiences and where they've been and hearing the stories and stuff. And so,
awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming up here, kid. And I know it's
sure do.
You bring your little kids up here, and you, as if you ain't got anything better to do. But we do appreciate you coming up here for an hour and spending time with us and talking about Fort Carey athletics. And you're
pretty good hands
you're a
right
good,
now.
You're a good face of our athletic program. So absolutely. Keep it up, kid. We appreciate you. Let's take a break. Come right back. We're gonna talk Browns and Bengals.
Yes, sir.
Right after this sports talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting a Christmas doubleheader, Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, in early December, and the auditions are coming up on Monday, September 19th from 7:30 to 8:45, and Tuesday, September 20th from 6 to 8:30 at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland. Callbacks will be on Wednesday, September 21st, and rehearsals will begin on Monday, October 3rd. There will be roles for all ages, and you can audition for either or both shows. You'll read a provided line from the show, and you'll need to prepare about 30 seconds of a song to sing along with music from your phone or other portable device from one of these songs. Let It Go from Frozen, How Far I'll Go from Moana, Never Fall in Love with an Elf from Elf, Out There from Hunchback of Notre Dame, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, or Santa Fe from Newsies. If you aren't able to get to the auditions on Monday or Tuesday, September 19th or 20th, you can make other arrangements by inquiring at jcountycivic@gmail.com or by contacting Ray Cooney or Rachel Werling. Make arrangements to get to Arts Place in Portland on Monday or Tuesday, September 19th or 20th, for your audition to be part of the Jay Civic Theater's Big Christmas Show, which will be presented in early December.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We thank Holly Gann for stopping
by. Holly was awesome. She did a great
job.
She
always does. And she talks, man. She can.
And she can talk.
Yeah, she doesn't have to. You just turn the mic on and she'll go.
Ask her a question.
Yep.
She'll tell you what she knows and what she's allowed to tell
everything
us.
Everything about it.
That's right. She's a hell of an AD. And a,
She's a keeper, no doubt about it.
I tell you what, she does a great job on the social media, too.
Yeah,
she does.
Oh, really, I forgot to tell her that. Good job, Fee. Darn it. We always think of that stuff after our guests leave. Hey, we're back here, and we're talking a little bit about the Indians Athletic Director, Holly Gann, and Indian sports, and we're going to turn our attention tomorrow night. We've got girls volleyball.
Yep.
Volleyball, and that is a varsity only, Spencey?
Yes.
And that is Radio
o'clock.
Rob?
Yes.
Simulcast it here.
Simulcast, and it'll be on the NFHS, of course, with Rob's
audio. They need a dub.
Girls, they do need a dub.
Yes.
They need a dub.
Get some confidence going.
Yep.
There should be one, but you can't ever count anybody out.
Never know. Right.
Since it's at home, I'd say it's going to be a W, but you just
never know. That's why we play the games.
Yes, that's why we play the
games. And then on Friday night, Fee and Calpe will have on the Indians and the Blue Jays, a game that Coach Niekamp needs bad, and our team needs a win.
We need one. Bad.
And that's going to be a dogfight. We knew Friday night at Minster Fee, and it's one of those games where we could move it at will.
Absolutely.
We fumble in the goal line. We have a holding penalty, bring back a touchdown.
Yeah.
But our defense, we could not stop that quarterback.
We really struggled with him. And he basically was just running quarterback runs, quarterback sneaks.
Well, he better figure it out because he's a sophomore.
Well, he's going to be good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And
he's really good.
He's hard to tackle.
Yeah.
We struggled tackling him.
We did, and we got to come back on, and we got to get this W Friday night. This is a big one. This is one we
got
to get.
Yeah, we got. Looks like our line's getting better. You know, I felt like Cale had great time back there, and he made some great throws. Like you said, there was just big plays. You know, their run back of a touchdown was a killer.
Kickoff return for a TD.
They come out of the gate the first play. You know, they run a fake play that gets them all the way down to the 10-yard line. You know, I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah, that had to be a frustrating game for Coach Niekamp.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. I mean, after the game, he talked to us a little bit, and I'm sure he was upset. You know, there's things we got to clean up, you know, and that's what we're going to do. And hopefully this week he did it, and maybe Duffus will be a W for the Ford.
So we had our typical Browns game on Sunday. Me and Fee sitting and watching the game, and Carolina kicks a field goal, takes the lead. We get mad and leave.
Yep.
And we're driving home and
turned on the radio.
No, wait a minute. Were you at the game?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, oh my God, no.
Oh God,
no, no. We was at the Elks, and then
I'm okay with
freaking
that.
Blew that game, and
yep, we knew we were gonna lose.
Let's go. We're out of here, so we leave. Enough. And of course, Cade York from 50. It was good from New York. He said, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. Man.
And then I was driving in Jack's. In the passenger seat, and I mean, the call was, if you haven't heard it, if you're a Browns fan, it's pretty cool call. And what's his guy's name in the background? Just goes berserk. Yeah. And I looked at Jack and said, I think he made it. Yeah. I had no idea. Because both of them were screaming, yelling, and they're so happy. And it's like, well, I think he made it.
It was a tremendous. I'm going to play it for you because it's that good.
It's pretty good. It was.
And I sent this video, or I sent this to Eric Schmitz. Because you have to send it to Eric Schmitz, because as a Packer fan, and I thought, you know what, Eric, I'll just tease Eric a little bit and send this to him, and hopefully piss him off a little bit. So I'm going to play.
That seems like a really nice thing to do.
Yeah, it is. And let's see if we can get.
I don't know how
here.
You can find anything on your phone.
Jim Donovan is so cool.
You have to have 10,000 entries every day.
They're going to spot it at the 48. It's a 58-yard field goal. Rookie from LSU, Cade York, trying to win the game for the Browns. 13 seconds remaining. He lines it up for Horquez with his knee on the ground at the 48. Hewlett over the ball. Step back. He's into it. Line drive. End over end. The kick is up and it is. It is. Fourth round, we said, get him into the 40-yard line, and he hits it. This is unbelievable, Jim.
When was the last time, Fee? When was the last time we won opening day?
Opening day was, what did they say? It was
18
years.
Yeah, 2005. 2005 was the last time.
If they would possibly happen to win
2-0
this week, 2-0. The last time they were 2-0 was 1993.
Not really.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
been a little drought.
28 years?
Yeah, that's been a little drought.
A little bit of drought.
So, you know, as Browns fans, anything we can get to be positive, we're gonna make the heck out of it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's a good win for the Browns, and the Bengals lose a heartbreaker.
Ooh, that was a toughie.
Joe Burrow gets picked four times, but the Bengals are going to be tough.
Oh, yeah, they got a great team. You can tell.
Yeah.
It's going to be a doozy. But,
yeah.
You know, I think, and I was down on Brissett. And, you know, after you
No, you're down on Brissett.
I was down on him pretty bad.
No, I was. You are. You hate him.
I hate him. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
No.
Just manage us.
He's just so safe. I want to.
I know. If he can get us to 6-5.
Managing, I agree. I like to manage us to 6-5, but man, oh man, he had a couple passes where they were wide open and he couldn't make it.
I know it, but we got the dub.
We got the dub, though.
That's right.
He made some big plays there at the end.
He did. He made a couple nice throws. Good win for the Brownies, and the Buckeyes got Toledo.
6-5, you're assuming that when the young man who is
Deshaun
out will finish the season out with all wins.
Well, you look at it this way: the Browns' schedule is easy early, so I think their first five games are all winnable games,
very winnable. Yeah,
and if we can go 6-5, the first 11, if Deshaun can get us 3-2,
yeah,
you might have a shot 9-7 or whatever the So
it'll be close.
Exactly. I think they played 17 games this year. So
yeah I think so.
So and then that AFC so here's is gonna one. Be okay.
Let's say we don't lose a game. We lose two games.
No, he's quarterbacking. Deshaun?
Yeah.
No.
what if this kid turns out to be starts throwing darts and it's like, okay.
Hey, could be Roethlisberger.
Could be, yeah.
The guy got hurt. Roethlisberger came in and kind of filled in. And
next thing you know.
Nobody ever heard of whoever the hell that was before.
Tom Brady.
That's right. I doubt it, though.
Probably not.
I don't think he's got that kind of talent.
I don't see him being that good.
No, that's right. So tomorrow night we got the volleyball game right here on Fort Covered Radio. And let's
Varsity
get
only starting at 6.
Yep, and let's get a win there for the girls. And then Friday night, we have football. St. John's comes to the Baron Brigham.
Come in the Baron.
Student appreciation. So get up there, folks. It's a great time.
Kids, it's free to get in.
It's supposed to be beautiful week night for football.
Yeah, beautiful day.
And we need that support to get to Coach Niekamp, the Indians, a W.
Yep.
Everybody gets in free. They got food. They got everything, hot dogs from Toby's carry out, and who else did she say? Somebody else? Toby's and gosh darn it.
Yeah, she said, I can't remember who.
Wayne IGA maybe or something? Fort Covered Insurance, somebody sponsored.
Fort Covered Insurance is
maybe Fort Covered Insurance. Yep. That sounds right.
So get up there and support the Indians, folks. And what we got Saturday, Spencey? Nothing.
There isn't anything going on.
Watch the Buckeyes.
No. Last Saturday they had a JV Invitational. Nothing this Saturday that I can find. I'm sure there's junior high stuff and that kind of thing, but the varsity JV. That's
Calcutta.
Yeah, that's right.
Calcutta. Oh, that's
me nice. Second. Bubba third. Last weekend.
Man, pretty good weekend for the old Fort Covered boys.
Did all right.
I like it.
We had fun.
Man, heck of a time. So, for my good friend Mr. Harold Feely and Bob Stalker, the man behind the boards and the man in the middle, the man with the plan, Mr. Neil Spencer. We thank you for listening. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market. We'll see you next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.